objectives are not only guide to action but also yardstick to measure the action. For example, surgeon at the beginning of the surgery want to correct the inguinal hernia. But what is the main feeling of the surgeon at the end of surgery? A successful surgery. And surgery is called successful when the patient is happy and his symptoms are relieved. So objective not only guide the action at the initiation point but also measures the work after it is completed. For example, National Tuberculosis Program launched in 1962. It has the long-term and short-term objective. The long-term objective was to reduce the prevalence, that is total disease load, both old and new case, in the population below 14 years of age to less than 1%, which was at that time 30%. So this was the long-term objective. The short-term objective is to detect the maximum number of TB cases in the OPD patients, so that if more TB cases is detected, the patient will get the timely treatment and TB as an infectious disease can be reduced in the community. The disease load or chances of getting disease propagated or spread in the community can be reduced. Symptoms are highlighted so that effective treatments are given accordingly. Most of the patients of the TB present with the unexplained questions like loss of body weight, evening rise in temperature, persistent cough with the presence of blood, raised ESR. So when the treatment is effective, all these symptoms will be relieved. Now, the main aim of the treatment is to vaccinate newborn and infant with the BCG vaccine, that is Bacillus Chalmette Guerin vaccine. These vaccines are usually given to individuals who are born in the institution so that disease load become less and chances of developing infection can be reduced because they have been initially immunized by these vaccines. That is why the vaccination of newborn and infant with this BCG vaccine is also included in the universal program of immunization. To undertake the above objective in the integrated manner through all existing health institutions in the country. And this can only function well when it is taken in an integrated manner. Means it is taken at the level of primary health center, at the level of community hospital, district hospital, medical college hospital, and all the government run and the private hospital, so that more and more individuals are vaccinated by the BCG vaccine, and therefore in this way the disease load of tuberculosis can be reduced in the Indian population. Then assessment of the hospital also requires the assessment of resources. Whenever any business is to be run, it depends upon the 4M: money, manpower, material, methods, and also nowadays marketing. In the healthcare, it depends upon the expertization and experience of the doctors. That is why hospital want to keep renowned and highly specialized doctor by paying them more money, more incentive, giving higher post, and doctor can only function well when the assisting staff, when the assisting lab technician, when the assisting cath lab technician for the cardiologist, when assisting audiologist for the ENT surgeon, when the assisting optometrist for the ophthalmic surgeon are very competent and efficient. Then they can only function well when there is no shortage of fund. If the hospital want to run in a better way, it is not that the hospital will be provided money today and tomorrow they will stop providing money, because hospital is a service industry and there should be constant flow of money, not only at the beginning of the hospital but also in the long-term running of the hospital. And funds are not only required for the patient care, but funds are also required to do the different type of research work. Then hospitals should also upgrade themselves with the better equipment. For example, previously patients who were admitted in the hospital were given general type of cot. Nowadays, water bed, flexible bed, or different type of beds with the accessories are available, which decreases the chance of bed sores. Then hospital equipment has to be upgraded with the modern and the new trend. For example, previously the long X-ray machine or big X-ray machine was installed. Nowadays there is a concept of portable X-ray machine which can be carried as and when required. And these can only function well when the surgeon is skillful, knowledgeful. The skillful or skill is required when doing the surgical procedure, like surgeon, neurosurgeon, gynecologist, ENT, ophthalm. Knowledge is the base or the soul for the physician, cardiologist, neurologist, endocrinologist, etc., where they use their knowledge to treat the patient. Fixing priorities. In fixing priorities, attention is to be paid to the financial constraint and also the mortality data. Financial constraint means the hospital can only function well by not only doing the extra expenditure on unnecessary item, but concentrating more on the healthcare which requires immediate attention, like betterment of ICU, betterment of patient shifting in the hospital, betterment of ambulance service. And recently we have read in the newspaper how efficient was transportation related to the healthcare, that a heart which was removed from the young patient at Pune was transferred to Mumbai within half an hour, and the surgeon was able to operate, do the successful heart transplant at Fortis Moulin Hospital within the golden period. By doing this, he has reduced the death rate or chances of the death in the highly cumbersome patient or the patient who are declared with very less chance of survival. Disease can be prevented when fixing priorities. Disease are usually, treatment is usually planned by using the low cost with the intention to save the younger people. So best way to prevent disease is the timely vaccination. And if the vaccination is given to young individuals, you are doing the or making the platform strong, so that such type of vaccinated individual will develop the disease in a less severe way in future. And classical example of this is vaccination against tuberculosis. Secondly, vaccination against polio, vaccination against measles, vaccination against rubella, vaccination against whooping cough. So these vaccine preventable disease or diseases are also included in the universal program of immunization. Once the problem is identified, resource has been determined, the next important step in the planning is the establishment of the priorities in the order of importance or magnitude. Like whenever the hospital is planned, it is planned in such a way that more importance must be given to the patient suffering from acute and deadly diseases, such as diseases like swine flu, H1N1, dengue, leptospirosis, etc. Because patients with such type of disease will involve larger population, weaker section of the society, and they will rush to the hospital, increase the hospital crowd in the larger proportion as compared to the chronic illness, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, etc. Therefore, if the hospital is well equipped to deal with the this type of acute and deadly disease, the hospital is considered good. That is why whenever the rainy season starts in Mumbai, all the hospitals do proper planning to face the increased load of the patient with acute diarrheal disease, acute malaria, mostly due to Plasmodium vivax, also severe malaria due to falciparum malaria, dengue fever, leptospirosis, etc., which involve larger population and larger number of patients and will increase the hospital load and will lead to the depletion of the hospital resources at a faster rate as compared to chronic and non-communicable disease. Since the resource always falls short of the total requirement in fixing priority, financial constraint, mortality and morbidity data, disease nature should be given importance. For example, few diseases which requires long-term treatment, which are highly infectious, which has got the more severe morbidity data as compared to mortality data, should be given prior importance. For example, psychiatric illness such as acute depression, acute psychosis, schizophrenia, tropical disease like tuberculosis, as compared to the disease which occur in the short spell, which occur for the short duration of time, like acute diarrheal disease. So if the proper planning of the health resources is done, you can give this treatment and you can prevent the disease by giving the treatment at a lower cost, and therefore your healthcare expenditure will become cost effective. Write up for the formulated plan. The next major step in planning process is the preparation of the detailed plan. Whenever the plan is done, it is usually planned in the brain. Now, when you write up the plan, it becomes documented plan, which has got documentation on the paper. For each proposed health program, the resources required are related to the result expected. For example, if you want to control the malaria can be only controlled when there is good diagnostic tools that to do the thick and thin film, screening of the cases, bringing more cases under observation, and then only the end result will be good. Similarly, if you want to control the disease like acute respiratory syndrome in the newborn, you have to give proper ANC care to the pregnant mother, which will reduce the chance of low birth weight baby, premature babies, and babies will be born full term with mature lung, and therefore the chances of acute respiratory distress syndrome can be reduced, and therefore the healthcare can become cost effective because there is less expenditure on the patient getting admitted to neonatal, requiring oxygen therapy, steroid, etc. Programming and implementation. Once the health plan has been selected and approved by the policy makers and authorities, the programming and implementation begins. So first you develop the plan on the paper in your mind, then you plan the healthcare and document on the paper, then you ask the higher authorities to approve it. Once it is approved, the actual implementation and the programming begins. The organizational structure must incorporate a well-defined procedure to be followed and sufficient delegation of authorities to the fixation of the responsibilities must be ensured. So whenever you start any program, you make or select the group leader who can be held responsible for any untoward event. For example, if you want to fix up the priorities and want to finish your program in a particular time scheduled manner, it should be done in such a way that it is done with the good supervision, good control, good direction and good leadership of the director of the program. And that is why all the national programs are headed by the program director, who takes care of each activities which are required to implement the program, to run the program, also apply the control measure if he feels that program is deviating from its schedule. And in the malaria control program, the malaria can only be detected well when the multi-purpose workers are very sensitive toward their work, do more field survey, detect more cases of suspected malaria, take the thick and thin film smear, and so that the timely and adequate treatment can be given. Then after the program is implemented, it is very important to monitor and evaluate the implemented program. So monitoring is day-to-day follow-up of activities during their implementation to ensure they are proceeding as per plan and schedule. So monitoring is like a check system which says whether your program is according to the schedule, whether you are lagging behind the program, whether you are going very fast, whether you are going very fast by cutting short of important activities. So all these things can be taken care of and timely correction can be given if the program is properly monitored. Then it is a continuous process of observing, recording and reporting on the activities of the program or the project. So whenever the program is implemented, it is a continuous process till the program ends, and the process involves the proper observation, that is keeping an eye on different activities which are going on, recording it, documenting it on the paper, reporting it. After doing each step, every step has to be monitored and evaluated by the seniors. Then only the program will go in the correct direction. The purpose of evaluation is to assess the achievement of stated objective of the program, its adequacy, its efficiency and acceptance by all parties. So after the program is framed, it is implemented, monitored, the end result is evaluated so that whether the program which is carried on according to the objective which was set up in the beginning, whether the program has been done in a proper way, whether the program is done in a scientific manner, and whether the program which is done is accepted by all the individuals who are involved in the particular program. For example, National Leprosy Control Program. Initially, there was social stigma attached to the Indian population that it is very contagious disease. Do not touch patient. You will acquire the infection after touching the patient. But because of the better health education, health awareness, and because of the motivated staff, the program is showing the fruitful result. This is because of the proper and hard work of the ground-line staff and proper control and monitoring by the superior staff. The good planning will have built-in evaluation to measure the performance and effectiveness and feedback to correct the deficiency or fill up the gap discovered during the programming. So whenever the program is implemented, you have to not think that the program will go as scheduled. There may be some deviation in the program. The deviation may be because of the natural calamity, because of the sudden absence of the staff, because of the sudden mobilization of the fund, because of the sudden poor performance of the particular staff. So it is very important to look for the for feedback which you get from the general public, which you get from the frontline staff, which you get from the patient, and on that basis you find out the corrective step so that the deficiency or the gap can be timely recovered. Thank you. This includes the end of chapter 2, that is steps involved in healthcare planning.